Now, the rest of the story. Joshua Abraham Norton proclaimed himself Emperor of the United States and Protector of Mexico. Emperor Norton roamed the streets of San Francisco in a plumed hat and a makeshift uniform of an emperor, always trailed by stray dogs, feeding himself and the dogs by selling what he called royal bonds to anybody who had 50 cents. But San Francisco loved Emperor Norton and gave him the respect due an American king. Now, understand, Norton was eminently sane, except that he believed he was emperor. Visitors to San Francisco knew all about the mad monarch from the travel books they had read. Souvenir manufacturers capitalized accordingly with colored lithographs of Emperor Norton and Emperor Norton dolls and Emperor Norton brand cigars with his portrait on the label. A local playwright sought further to immortalize the city's leading eccentric and a comic opera called Norton the First. Cartoonists eagerly caricatured him in magazines, and policemen saluted him on the street. Restaurateurs most often picked up his tabs. Theater owners admitted him without a ticket. Tailors and haberdashers provided him free clothing. And Emperor Norton was forever issuing edicts and proclamations. One such proclamation was published in the local papers, quote, "The following is decreed in order to be carried into execution as soon as convenient, that a suspension bridge be built from Oakland Point to Goat Island and thence to Telegraph Hill, provided such bridge can be built without injury to the navigable waters of the Bay of San Francisco," and it was signed Norton the First. That's right, the emperor had ordered the construction of a bridge. And everyone laughed. Such a suggestion coming from such a glorified street clown was appropriately preposterous. And then one cold January night, Joshua Abraham Norton collapsed and died on a street corner, and that was 100 years ago. But this is the rest of the story. When San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge was opened in 1937, it was called a tribute to engineering genius and the longest bridge span in the world, but I can't imagine why. Because just east of the newly built Golden Gate, where the bay is far wider, stood another bridge, one more than 3 times longer. A bridge with 2 decks capable of carrying more than 6 times the Golden Gate's traffic, and that bridge had been completed and opened 8 months earlier. It's the Golden Gate Bridge, which is celebrated to this day. But because of its delightful romantic name, perhaps, the other more traveled, much longer, more spectacular bridge is painted gray, makes it disappear in the Frisco fog. It's obscured by the fog of a deadly dull name also, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. This November, that same bridge will be 50 years old. But now at long last, there's a move afoot in San Francisco to rename the span and to name it for the man who suggested it 100 years ago, more than half a century before it was built. To rename it officially the Emperor Norton Bridge. Surely if there are still happy endings in the world, that effort will succeed. And when it does, the new name, and perhaps a new coat of royal blue paint, will summon to your mind the portrait of a noble tramp in a plumed hat trailed by friendly dogs, of the bum, who once upon a time was our king. And now you know the rest of the story.